But how could...
Wait. So was the one that was, yes, ground to dust in the cave by Dee in her madness, the king went on. So were the, let me see, 5 before that. Still untouched by time after 1500 years? What romantic sweet dwarfs are. Even the very best dwarf bread crumbles after a few hundred.
Fakes, said Vimes. They were all fakes.
Suddenly the king was holding his mining axe again. This, my lord, is my family's axe. We have owned it for almost 900 years, see? Of course, sometimes it needed a new blade, and sometimes it has required a new handle, new designs on the metalwork, a little refreshing of the ornamentation. But is this not the 900-year-old axe of my family? And because it has changed gently over time, it is still a pretty good axe, you know. Pretty good. Will you tell me this is a fake, too? He sat back again. Vimes remembered the look on Albrecht's face.
He knew.
Oh, yes. A number of more senior dwarfs know. The knowledge runs in families. The first scone crumbled after 300 years when the king of the time touched it. My ancestor was a guard who witnessed it, see? He got accelerated promotion, you could say. I'm sure you understand me. After that, we were a little more prepared. We would have been looking for a new one in 50 years or so in any case. I'm glad one was made in the large dwarf city of Ankh-Morpork, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it turns out to be an excellent keeper. Look, they've even got the currents right, see?
But Albrecht could have exposed you.
Exposed what? He is not king, but I will be very surprised if one of his family is not king again in the fullness of time. What goes around comes around, as the Igors say. The king leaned forward. You have been labouring under a misapprehension, I reckon. You think that because Albrecht dislikes Ankh-Morpork and has old-fashioned ideas, he is a bad dwarf. But I have known him for 200 years. He is honest and honourable, more so than me, that I am sure of. 500 years ago, he would have made a fine king. Today... perhaps not. Perhaps, the axe of my ancestors needs a different handle. But now I am king, and he accepts that with all his heart, because if he did not, he'd think he wasn't a dwarf, see? Of course he will now oppose me at every turn. Being low king was never an easy job. But, to use one of your metaphors, we are all floating in the same boat. We may certainly try to push one another over the side, but only a maniac like Dee would make a hole in the bottom.
Corporal Littlebottom thought there'd be a war, said Vimes weakly.
Well, there are always hotheads, but while we argue about who steers the boat, we don't deny that it's an important voyage. I see you are tired. Let your good lady take you home. But as a nightcap, what is it, Your Excellency, that Ankh-Morpork wants?
Ankh-Morpork wants the names of the murderers, mumbled Vimes.
No, that is what Commander Vimes wants. What is it that Ankh-Morpork wants? Gold? So often it is gold, or iron, perhaps. You use a lot of iron.
Vimes blinked. His brain had finally given up. There was nothing left anymore. He wasn't certain he could even stand up. He remembered a word. Fat, he said blankly.
Aha! The fifth elephant. Are you sure? There's some good iron now. Iron makes you strong. Fat only makes you slippery.
Fat, parroted Vimes, feeling the darkness closing in. Lots of fat.
Well, certainly. The price is 10 Ankh-Morpork cents a barrel, but, Your Excellency, since I have come to know you, I feel that perhaps...
5 cents a barrel for grade one high-rendered, 3 cents for grade two, 10 cents per barrel for heavy tallow... safe and delivered to Ankh-Morpork, said Sybil. And all from the Schmalzberg bend levels and measured on the iron crust scale. I have some doubt about the long-term quality of the big tusk wells.
Vimes tried to focus on his wife. She seemed inexplicably a long way away.
What? I caught up with some reading when I was in the embassy, Sam. Those notebooks. Sorry.
Would you beggar us, madam? Said the king, throwing up his hands.
We may be flexible on delivery, said Lady Sybil.
Clatch would pay at least 9 for grade one, said the king.
"But the Clatian ambassador isn't sitting here," said Sybil. The king smiled.